Okay, good morning. I'm like staring. Is it going to play? Is it going to record? And it did. Finally did. Good morning. This is Jennifer. Welcome. I'm glad you guys are here. We're going to get started on, this is chapter 12. I can't believe it. It just feels like, how did we get to chapter 12 already? I guess it's because chapter 13 is the last chapter of Hebrews. And as I was prepping through and working on chapter 12, I'm like, wow. We're almost at the end of Hebrews. What an amazing study this has been. So let's dive in. We're going to dig into chapter 12 today with our beginning, like we always do, just reading through the chapter. If you haven't read through Hebrews yet, if you're just joining us, really encourage you to do that. It'll take you about 40 minutes to read through the whole book, which is on the long side, but it's not undoable. You can read. And what I would encourage you to do is sit and read, stand and read, walk around and read. The first time I went through the whole book, I took a walk and I just listened. I just listened and let the whole book wash over and through me so I could get the whole big picture of it. And then I sat down and read it. And honestly, that's a really hard thing to do without pausing and taking notes and things like that. Just read the book. And then I went back through and read it and let myself take notes and all that. Anyway, if you haven't read it cover to cover yet, if you haven't read Hebrews all the way through, I really encourage you to do that. I'm glad that you're joining us now in the study, but jump back in, just get the whole perspective as we move forward and we get forward and we get to this spot here in Hebrews 12. And then you'll be glad you did. You really will be glad you did. All right, we're going to go through Hebrews 12 today, but let's go ahead and pray and invite God in and just set our hearts right and our minds ready to go for what we're going to receive today. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you for the chapter before us, these words that were spoken so many years ago and that still speak powerfully and enliven us. They're so alive. Thank you for that. And let us have ears to hear, hearts that are open, minds that can understand, and eyes that can see as we read your word today. We thank you and we praise you, and we're looking forward to what chapter 12 has for us. Help us to see you more clearly in the scripture today, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let me bop over here to say hi to my Facebook self. Still praying. And then catch the study. There we go. So this is Hebrews 12. You can go to the La Mirada Church website. Go to the Women's Ministry Bible Study page and just scroll down and you'll see Hebrews 12. You can download that. What's nice, if you download it, you can print it. And you get it, especially if you have a color printer. It's kind of nice to have it in color. If you just use it online, like you'll see in a minute, I've created hot links for you. In other words, as you go through, you can actually click right there on your PDF, on your screen, or your tablet, or your phone, or whatever, and it'll open up scripture for you. So, welcome to the study, by the way. If you're just now joining us and you're like, what's going on? Why is Jennifer online? I'm online because this is our weekday Bible study I do live on Monday through Friday. About every other week, we go Wednesday to Friday, and then Monday to Friday, and then Wednesday to Friday. Anyway, there's a nice little cycle to it. So anyway, this is the Bible study. Welcome. Glad you're here. And then we're going to dive right in. As you can see, here we go. Like I was saying, live links. So this is kind of convenient because this will just bop you right over to joining us on Zoom or Facebook or YouTube and all that. All right. Let me entertain you. All right. So also at the beginning of each chapter, I've created an overview for you so that you can use this as a checklist. And there we go. Something poking me in there. use this as a checklist to get you through. You can see the memory verse that we're focusing on right here at the top. And then you can see that there are 9 days in this particular lesson. And since there's 14 days in between each time we get together, it gives you plenty of time. The first day is reading and writing. And then days 2 through 8 are actually studying. And then the 9th day is pulling it all together and sharing it, connecting it, and engaging with other people. And that'll be a fun one as well. So, a little reminders there to join us. Let me scroll down. Here we go. So this is day 1, and you got a spot here to write your verse, which is going to be Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. And then our instructions. So let me read these with you, and then we'll get started. As you read in the introduction, we are reading and writing the entire book of Hebrews over the course of the study. At the end of the lesson packet, I have provided several blank pages for you to write the word. Use these or any pages, perhaps a special journal, to write each chapter of Hebrews. At the end of this study, you'll have written the entire book. What a treasure. It's been neat to see as you have come to Bible study and your handwritten book of Hebrews is growing and growing. And that was the whole point of actually getting your pen or pencil out on paper and physically writing through the entire book. And now you've got quite a treasure as we're approaching the end of it here. I'm really proud of you guys, by the way. Oh, and speaking of being proud of you, my goodness, if you remember from last time, I issued a challenge to all of the women in Bible study to complete 100% of the study and come back in those 2 weeks with your entire group having completed 100%. And I issued the challenge that if any group did that, that I would donate $100 per group to support From Maddie's Closet, which is a charity started by my friend Donna Holmes. In the year after following her daughter's death. Her daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumor of cancer, and she was very young. I think she was only 3 years old when she died. And we all knew her. We were all in MOPS together, and we were all at church together. It was a very amazing time, challenging time, faith-building time. And Donna and her family were able to turn that into something really beautiful. God led them into this great ministry they started called From Maddie's Closet. I encourage you to go to her website and see that and get more information about it. But guess what? All of our groups completed, those who committed to the challenge, completed 100% of their Bible study. And that's a big deal. Not everybody has been able to do that throughout the year or really taken the time to be that committed all year. So to have one full session where everybody jumped in and did that was neat. So I'm going to be able to send a donation to From Maddie's Closet for $500. So shout out to Donna and From Maddie's Closet. Your check is on the way. So really excited about that. All right. While you study Hebrews, write any notes, thoughts, questions, even drawings, whatever helps you engage and understand the scripture. Before you read and write, pray that God would open the eyes of your heart and see clearly the wonders of his word, and that he would give you wisdom to grasp and apply what you're reading. So we'll do 1, 2, 3 here. Read Hebrews chapter 12. If you haven't read chapters 1 through 11 yet, be sure to read them as well. As you read, take note of the author's many words, the author's many words of exhortation, more than any other chapter. Three exhortations begin with the signal words, let us, the rest are imperative. Oh, that is on my leftover from chapter 11. Constantly with the typos. Oh my goodness. That's what you get when you don't have somebody else reading it through with you. You just have to get it out on your own. Anyway, you've been very patient, and thank you for that. So this is a very packed full chapter. Oh, wait, no, is this from last chapter? Oh, this is from this chapter. Oh, my gosh, my brain gets so full. I just finished teaching on chapter 11. I finished writing chapter 12, and now I'm already starting to write chapter 13, and sometimes the chapters get blurred in my brain, and they did just now. Anyway, Hebrews chapter 12, we're going to write that also. Take time to get caught up on any previous chapters you need to write. You do have like I said, there's only 9 days listed for studying this time. And so with 14 days in our schedule, I have plenty of time to be on top of it and give us 100% again this time. Why not, right? Write and memorize Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. Review and meditate on these verses daily. I provided space at the opening of each lesson for this. And here's the Create and Share Think Ahead. Think ahead to our Create and Share Day 9, which will be to reread and meditate on this chapter. You'll be sharing some thoughts about your experience through Chapter 12 with a friend from your group. Check out Day 9 and be thinking ahead as you complete each day of this lesson. So Chapter 9, I'll scroll all the way down to that. There you go. So in Chapter 9, I've given you this little page here. I'll just give you the big view. But what I'm going to ask you to do is go through that. And inside of each one of those boxes, fill in a thought or concept that seems to stand out to you. If you can kind of bring the whole chapter together and review it. And then connect with a friend and share. I've also given you a blank page on the back if you'd rather just write it out or draw a culminating large picture of the whole thing. All right. So let's go back up here. Lots of color in this week's chapter, right? Let's go back up here to the top. There we go. And continue. So here's our verse, and we're going to go ahead and read that, and then you can write that right in here in this space. But let me go ahead and click over to our chapter 12. So here's your verse. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And I'll continue on from here, and let's go through the chapter now. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands, strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. That no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterwards, when he despised and when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given, if even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who is speaking, for if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape if we reject him who warns from heaven. At that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, yet once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are shaken, that is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Out. All right. So now you'll want to pause and finish up what we've just started here. We read through the whole chapter, and now it's time to just pause and grab a cup of coffee and write the chapter. And I'm going to go do that in just a minute as well. And then I'm getting ready for Passover here at the house. And I've extended an invitation before, and I'll extend it again. We have room for two more people. We have a tight fit in the house, but we want to pack in as many as we can because it's such a great occasion, and many of you have never experienced before. So I would like to extend an invitation if you're interested in coming to Passover. Of course, if you're listening to this and it's beyond Passover, then sorry about that. But if you're listening to this, today is Wednesday. What is today? March 28th. And tomorrow is Passover. Well, it is at our house March 29th. Technically, this year, Passover falls on Good Friday. So, but as you'll learn tomorrow when you come to Passover, we're actually going to be celebrating Passover on the night that many scholars do think that Jesus did as well. We call it Maundy Thursday, and it's the night that Jesus would have observed Passover because many scholars believe that he actually observed it a little earlier than was tradition because he was actually killed as the Passover lamb at the same time that the Passover lambs themselves were being killed in Jerusalem. It's a really interesting story, and it's fascinating to see time come together from Mount Sinai and the Passover out of Egypt, and then the crucifixion of Christ and the Passover there, and what all that means for us, and then commemorating that through this interesting meal called the Seder. So I'm really excited that so many of you who are listening right now are coming, because I've gotten your RSVPs, but we do have room for two more. If you'd like to come, let me know, and we're going to have a really good time. All right. Bye-bye for now. It's great to be with you. As always, you are loved and prayed for. Especially if I can see you check in, I'll know that you are here and I can pray for you by name. So thank you for being with me. And don't forget to share this and let people that you are jumping into chapter 12. Even if somebody hasn't been with us for the entire book of Hebrews, it's great to join in on chapter 12 anyway. It's going to be a great study. So invite your friends to join us for 2 weeks and dig into Hebrews chapter 12. You can share the podcast. Share, my gosh, Lucy, you can share the YouTube video. You can share Facebook, whatever. Comment, like, and let people know you're listening. And leave us a good review on iTunes. That helps people to find it also because it boosts us up in an iTunes rating. So hop over to iTunes today, search for Dwelling Richly, and say, we like it. And let people know that you're listening. All right. Bye-bye for now. I look forward to seeing you guys real soon. Bye-bye.